welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. Well, with the Lord's help, we'll conclude the message I've been sharing this week, Lonely Hours, Lonely Days, and loneliness, a sense of isolation. Regardless of, sometimes there could be many people around us, there's a loneliness of heart and spirit that only we ourselves know and can experience, that God can relate to that. God knows that He alone can fully understand our makeup. He's our Creator. He knows how we're put together. The amazing thing, and fellowship is so important. A church family is important. But only He knows the very deep recesses of our heart. You may have the best of friends. You may have a wonderful spouse. But even they are limited to the degree that they can understand you. But we have one. And, you know, what did David say? Who am I in heaven but thee, and there is none that I desire on earth besides thee. And so when we go through these times of loneliness, of failure, of anguish, which we all will at one time or another, when we feel such sorrow in our hearts because we know that if we had done some things differently, situations could be different now. But beloved, God is our great deliverer. He is one that can take the failures, the mistakes of the past, and make something new before us. We're for to forget the former things and focus on where we're at right now and what God wants to do. God has forgotten our sins. He puts them in the sea of forgetfulness. It's we that hang on to them at times. And so, beloved, it's God's will for you to live in the abundant life. Let's look at three things. Number one, it's not God who's the one tempting you. Two, it's not the Lord who's trying you, urging you to give up. And finally, God is not testing you. You may be going through a testing. You may be going through temptation, but Satan is the tempter and God is the escape maker, the way maker. God is not going to let Satan bring anything against you that you cannot overcome. Satan is a supernatural being. And he can bring a lot of stuff against us. But God is faithful and won't allow you to be tried or tested above what you are able. That's a promise in His Word. Psalm 37, 12 through 15 says, "The wicked plotteth against the just and gnasheth upon him with his teeth." Now, this could be naturally or supernaturally, either agents of the enemy, because we war not against flesh and blood, but against the workers of iniquity, of spiritual wickedness in high and heavenly places. It's in the spirit, or it might be natural, but God sees what's going on. And it says in verse 13, "The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation," or that means way of life. The margin says, or of those who are upright and righteous in their living. "Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken." In other words, their attempts, their strategies against you will be confounded. Verse 16 says, "A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked." And the final scripture I'd like to share with you is found in Isaiah, the 50th chapter, verse 7. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. So, beloved, the Lord God will help you. Therefore, you're not going to be confounded. Set your face just like a flint. Don't look anywhere else. Keep your eyes single that it may be full of light. And know that God is not going to let you be ashamed. Praise God. Praise God for His word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I'd like to pray for you and just spend a few moments allowing the Lord to minister to you. Lord, I just ask that you would minister to the very deepest parts of your people who are listening. Renew their inner man with strength and power. Let them feel your anointing, Lord, that will destroy every yoke of bondage in the mighty, powerful, precious name of Jesus, that name which is above every name. My beloved, hear the Spirit of the Lord speaking to your heart, the voice of Him who sits on the throne, whose voice shakes the heavens and the earth, is again shaking all things today that can be shaken. But to my people is given a kingdom that cannot be moved. My beloved, a new day, a new way, a higher flow and a greater anointing of my authority and power is coming to you. You shall see with new revelation that I am Jehovah Jireh. I am your God. I am the Lord who provides. As never before, you will be willing to proclaim the kingship of Christ, my authority, all that I am, the authority of my kingdom, the might of my power, and the doings of my majesty. I have given it to you, beloved, but I would that you would partake of the fullness of blessings that I desire to give you. My servant Abraham stood on top of Mount Moriah, and there I revealed my glory to him. He looked to the north, he looked to the south, he looked to the east, and he looked to the west, and he heard God Almighty say, "As far as your eye can see, it is yours." And, beloved, because I found him to be a faithful servant, I could depend on Abraham, not only to hear my word, but to do something with that word. He stepped out in faith, and my child, just as Abraham claimed the whole land, so I want you to begin to claim all the land that you can see, all that you desire. Claim it for me. Claim it, the inheritance that I have provided for you. It is yours. It doesn't belong to the enemy. It is mine, and I can choose to give what is mine to whomsoever will, who will accept and who will receive. And so I give to you an exceeding great inheritance. So claim that inheritance, which is rightfully yours because of Calvary. I shall greatly increase your faith, that you shall even be as Abraham, who staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. The word says that he was strong in faith, giving glory to God, knowing that what I had promised, I would also fulfill. And so, as he is father of the faithful, so shall you be strong in faith. As I strengthened him, so will I strengthen you. Beloved, today is a new day. Stand up. Reach out in faith beyond the limitations of days past, beyond what you have experienced thus far in the Lord, and know that it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Is it not written that there is no good thing that I will withhold from those who walk uprightly before me? Therefore praise me, and enlarge the place of your tent. For indeed, I am bringing you, I am bringing my people into a large place. You shall see the Lord provide in your life. You shall be enlarged. You shall see my fulfillment of my promises in your life, because I love you and you are mine, says the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 1 John 5 and 4 says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." Remember what Jesus said in Mark 9:23? He said, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." Let's just pray a simple prayer right now. Lord, we're asking that we will experience this new work of your Spirit in our lives. Lord, you've dealt to every man a measure of faith. And so, Lord, we thank you, Jesus, that you indeed are the author. You began our faith as well as being the finisher of our faith. Lord, we know by faith you're doing a work of perfecting. You are doing a work that will cause our faith to see those mountains moved and those valleys exalted. Lord, cause us to possess the land and the fullness of all the riches of our inheritance that you have provided for us in Christ Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, beloved, it's been a joy to minister to you this week. God has good things for us. He will grant us our heart's desires as we delight ourselves in him. Know that I'm praying for you, and if should you have specific requests, you may not have anyone that you can pray with about certain matters. Know that I alone receive the mail, read the letters, and answer the mail. So I invite you to write, share those needs. The announcer will give our contact information, and I would suggest that if you email that you might wish to share your mailing address so that I can respond in a greater measure. I'm really have a heavy workload, but I will respond by email. I'll confirm receipt and, of course, pray for you. God bless you. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.